Alright, today I'm thinking about a topic as I drive again in my truck about my feelings and thoughts about everyone on the planet's birthright to being creative. I think it's part of our very nature as human beings to be creative giants even. I think this is largely forgotten in society, or askewed at best, where we put creative people on some kind of weird pedestal. At one time revering them, and at the same, at the side of our mouth, often as a culture, kind of snickering at them. It's weird or different or odd. Strange. Yet, at the same time, we flock to concerts by the tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands sometimes, to have a group experience in praising the creativity of the creators. I've talked about this elsewhere, I think. Another truck talks a little bit. It just seems odd to me, and a bit backwards. Now, here I am, a creative person. I don't think people are snickering at me too much. Maybe my family a little bit. They stick to the creative lifestyle so hard, so firmly. Even when it hasn't been good for the family, I feel bad about that sometimes. That's another subject. But, things are askewed in society, and maybe this is dumb of me to be teaching and preaching my way out of a job. Here I am, training people to be creative in their own small way, on their, with their fiddle. Encourage them to be creative in other ways. Once they're used to jamming and creating things with their fiddle, they can jam things and create things in other instruments or other avenues, other ways in their life. They'll have those brain pathways well worn, be very used to creating, have the confidence to create, and learn to trust their inner self and their inner ideas, as maybe they're not completely from us, at least our thinking brains, from our higher self that is tapped into the universe or God, whatever you want to call it. That's my goal. And I guess I'm not afraid to one day live in a tent and grow a few vegetables to survive, if that's the world I will live in, where everyone is freely creative, solving every problem every day. What would we need? We would be thriving as a culture, as a people, as a planet, and everyone would have exactly what they need. Maybe no more, no greed, just necessary things. I'm willing to be part of that. In the meantime, I know I have to play the game, just like we all do, to be in society at this point in history, to know that society somehow needs to look outside themselves for creative outlets. I think people revere musicians and artists. Often, because they somehow innately know that they should be doing that or being like that or creating like that themselves. So they go to concerts, they look at art, knowing that's a part of them that they need to do or experience. So the musician and artist, they are providing that service, not just to the pleasure of the music or the pleasure of the art or the dancing or whatever it happens to be, or the problem solving in scientific areas, whatever. He says we somehow all need to be creative, and we know that we're starving for it. As a people, that tank is almost always empty. The idea of tanks has been
talked about in many books. You got the family tank and the romantic tank and the financial tank. We have to fill all our tanks. Certain ones get emptied. We have to fill them again to make a balanced life. Well, there's probably a creative tank too. Creative expression tank. And that we all innately need to have that flow through us. They say it makes us healthier, happier, more satisfied. Of course, critics will say it's only just the ego. Maybe, I guess. I don't get that word ego too much. I mean, ego has a bad rap. We all have one. We all need one to some extent. Yes, most of us are too ruled by our own egos and our own feelings about what we think and what we need and what we want. It's a little bit too self-centered. But without a consciousness of me, nothing will ever get done, I don't think. So I'm no guru on that subject for sure. But I think striving to be creative, not just for yourself, but for all beings, not just human beings, but the animal kingdom, everything, is a great thing, and it's a service. There's no harm in that I've found. Unless you get over-attached to being the creative lifestyle, which I have done at times, for sure. I found my own imbalance with trying to hang on to being creative with a vengeance. Maybe that's part of the societal influence on me. I know my own father was a very creative man, is a very creative man, but had to stuff that down to some extent for the sake of me and the family, my sister. Somehow I feel like I owe it to him and millions of others who've had to stuff it down for the sake of survival to be creative. I'm creative for them, which is probably nonsense. But put in proper perspective might be okay. We all need to find our own balance, me included. Balance between striving to pay your bills and have a roof over your head and food on the table and enough abundance to be somewhat satisfied and happy in the moment. That's not just a bad thing to want. There's millions of people in the world who do not have any of those things. I don't have billions of dollars where I can just reach out and give a handout to all the people who did not have. Do not have. But I guess if I teach people to be creative in their own right, maybe even in my own little niche, the violin, learn how to jam, then it'll spread out into society. They will be more creative. They will teach others to be more creative by their example, maybe becoming teachers themselves. It's one way to spread the gospel. Call it that. Like I've said in other talks, my grandfather, who was a preacher, said I should have been a preacher. I couldn't ever fathom in what church I would agree with enough to commit to. That's another subject. Instead, I kind of preach in these avenues about music, about creativity, about universal spirit, about innate things we all know within ourselves. We're just trying to uncover them. Scratch off the surface till we find the real us. So, we need to do this practically. What is one step you can do today to become a more complete, authoritative, trusting your own gut and instincts person? Not just musician or fiddler, but a person. What can you do today to follow your inner voice? One thing would probably be just to shut up and listen. While you're listening, feel. feel what you need. Feel what you want. And turn it around, take a look at it, think about it a second. And that's counterintuitive, but if that feeling lines up with your higher aspirations of being a creative person and being able to give others with that creativity, maybe do that. Don't overthink it. And in this exercise, you'll learn to trust that inner voice, as I call it. Inner feeling, inner gut, inner ideas, inner pictures. And I know in my own life, when you start doing that and stay in that state of mind, oddly, maybe metaphysically, I don't know, which you can believe what you want about that stuff, more opportunities to exercise that show up in your life magically, coincidentally, which I don't really believe in coincidence personally, but it's kind of cool. It's a cool excuse to have for the belief that things just happen. Things are attracted to us magnetically. I guess this whole law of attraction thing is a buzzword in our society the last 5 or 10 years. That's cool. I believe there's something there, although it's probably a little tweaked. I don't think it's the secret or any of these movies were complete in themselves. But at least they, at that point in history and of our society, they are pointing at something that needs to be addressed in people. The idea that we're all by birthright creative beings and we can create most anything we can put our mind to. And our heart and our feelings and our soul too. I've quoted Edgar Cayce before, a man who inspired much of my belief systems, that the mind is the builder, he said. You can think it, picture it, you can make it. If not, it's a physical thing, make it be so, make the jam be so. And in music, it's an easy one. It's not creating a house that might take months to build, it's creating a note on a timeline that's played with a feeling attached to a beat. We're talking 3 seconds to 10 seconds when you're in the right state of mind of thinking ahead. 3 to 10 seconds. That's all you got to stay and learn to trust that in the flow of the beat of the song, in this case, or in the flow of life. Stay 3 to 10 seconds ahead, aware the best you can, and magic will fill the void. Magic, of course, is a dumb word, too. We put the word magic anything we just don't understand. And that's good enough for now, I guess. We put miracles on that same page and subject. It's anything we don't really understand. We say that, you know, this saint or this avatar did miracles, like Jesus did miracles. I guess they're miracles, but they're only called miracles because we don't understand how it works. He understood how it works, I guess. And there's probably others who so-called do miracles and have done miracles. Maybe you have done a so-called miracle or witnessed a so-called miracle. It's only a miracle because we don't understand. Maybe it's a miracle that my truck started. Maybe it's a miracle that the gas in the cylinders is exploding many times a second. We just don't understand how it works. Maybe it's a miracle that the lights are on. Nobody understands electricity, really, how it works or where it comes from. We just know how to harness it. There's lots of things that are miracles, but we accept them. Maybe it's time to raise the bar as what we accept. That's good. As a society, we need to raise the bar as to what we will accept. Because there's a lot of crazy things out there that we cannot see, but we can feel if we're sensitive enough. And music can be a key to learning how to do that. And the smaller tooth on that key is rhythm. So I don't want to get into a big discussion about rhythm. I've done other discussions and lessons about how rhythm is the king of music, I think. In that you can even play the wrong notes at the right time so people can still tell the song and dance. But listen ahead rhythmically especially. That'll put you on the timeline and put you on that on-purpose kind of timeline.
because you can hear the rhythms coming ahead of time. It doesn't matter the notes. Try that. Play. Play, play. Have fun. Be silly. Be corny. Put whatever adjectives you want on it. But play on purpose with a smile on your face. And learn to trust your creative spirit. It is your birthright as a human being. This is my beliefs. It's my rant for today. Hope it benefits you. Hope it benefits me by the sharing of it. Amen.